suspense. The unusual, the unexpected, life, death, and sometimes something in between. Suspense.
Jaska?
Johan, ik heb een ongeluk gehad. Ik heb in een paal vastgerukt.
Ach, doe maar wat. Jouw ou karretjie was in elk geval niet meer van die beste nie. En ons hem ons daarop aangedrong dat ons makelaar ons met IGI verzekeren. Dus geen probleem nie. Want als het bij uitbetaling komt, loop je jou niet vast bij IGI nie.
Dit was in mijn kar nie. Dit was jouw pos.
Wat?
Voor al jouw verzekering, jouw motor, jouw bezigheid, huis of leven. IGI. Ons kabbel nie. Ons betaal.
Full of good things you choose for stew.
Chunky stew.
Toppers, veggies, super gravy too. It's got the beans and all the flavors. That's everybody's favorite.
Chunky stew, yeah, chunky stew.
Complete stews in a pack of chunky stew.
Chunky stew.
Convenience, good value, chunky stew. Full of good things you choose for stew.
Chunky stew.
They are the tasty money savers, chunky stew.
From Toppers.
Yes, Messi, Jason, don't put in
game.
Jason, a
yes. Yes, certainly I can see in the morning, Lord Cornish. Would you prefer to come to my studio? I can show you examples of my design, then. Oh, that would be very nice, thank you. Yes. Yes, and I'm looking forward to meeting you, too. Yes. Yes, thank you, and goodbye. Oh, Roz! Roz, this is it! The break I've been waiting for.
I heard you say Lord Cornish. Don't tell me.
Yes, yes, it is. Oh. It's the scoop of a lifetime. He wants the whole of the ground floor renovated and tastefully done up.
Kate!
It's a wonderful chance to advertise Waddington Interiors. You see, Bew Park is being open to the public for the summer season. The whole of the ground floor.
Oh.
And Kate Waddington is to be the interior decorator. Oh, roll on tomorrow morning. Very impressive indeed.
Typical ancestral pile. Gargoyles over all the down pipes, hideous stone lines on the steps, and dark, brooding windows.
It's got tremendous character. It's exciting. And what's the matter with you?
Kate, have you ever had the feeling I've been here before?
Yes, I suppose so.
I've been here before.
Well, you're talking rubbish. You couldn't possibly have been.
No, of course not.
Oh, no doorbell. Have to be the knocker, then. Oh.
So you've come. We were expecting you.
Good morning. Yes. Yes, his lordship is expecting us. Waddington Interiors. This is my assistant, Miss Fayle.
His lordship has been called away, but you're to come inside.
Thank you. Come, Rosamond.
Follow me, please. His lordship instructed that the solarium be placed at your disposal, ma'am.
Thank you. Did his lordship say when he'd be back?
He left orders to the effect that a Miss Waddington is to be allowed to survey the ground floor rooms prior to his return. Tea or coffee, ma'am?
Rose? Coffee, shall we? Yes, coffee, please.
Very good, madam.
Wait a moment, please.
Dodds, madam.
Ah, yes, Dodds. Will it be all right if we start at the front of the house and work our way back to here? I mean, none of the rooms are private, are they? We wouldn't like to intrude.
You're allowed a free run, ma'am. The family rooms are now upstairs on the first floor.
Well, I think we'll manage very nicely then. Thank you, Dodds.
Very good, madam.
Did you notice how he was staring at me? As if I were a curiosity.
No, can't say that I did.
Oh, gives me the creeps, this place.
Well, we are about to learn how the other half lives, Roz. Just look at these orchids hanging from the roof of the solarium.
Yes, and look at the grounds. Acres and acres. Yes. And down there, a lake.
With swans.
I bet the family rides every morning.
Yes, probably.
But I'd hate to live here. Didn't you feel the ghastly, oppressive vibes as we passed through the front door?
Heavens, no.
This house is haunted. There's a presence somewhere near.
Roz, just curb your imagination and let's get started, shall we? Now, got the notebook? Roz, wake up.
Oh.
Bring the measure and the material samples. The room off the hallway looked like a morning room. You can't redesign a place like this. It's absolutely unique. We'll simply add a little brightness and colour. Introduce vibrant colours in the upholsteries. Rosamond? Roz, now what is it?
Can't you hear it?
What?
Music. It's coming from upstairs.
I can't hear a sound. And anyway, why shouldn't someone have a radio on?
But it's not like that. It's a spinet. It's... I want to get out of this place, Kate. There's something wrong here.
Snap out of it, Roz. We'll be coming here frequently, so you'd just better get used to whatever horror your vivid imagination is cooking up. Here, hold this tape measure, will you?
Yes, I'm sorry, Kate.
Excuse me, madam.
Oh.
His lordship has phoned to say he regrets he won't be back until late.
I see. Very well, Dodds.
Thank you.
Come on, Roz. It's late. Thank you, Dodds. There's no need to see us out. Come on, Roz.
And you say the dream is exactly the same every time?
Always.
Very interesting, very interesting.
Madame Cardini, I can't go on like this any longer. It's beginning to affect my work. The dream crowds into my mind during the day, and I find I'm making mistakes. Isn't there something you can do?
I'm not sure. Sometimes it's best not to interfere. Tell me, is it strong, the sensation of presence?
It's almost as if I could reach out and touch whatever it is. Madame Cardini, am I crazy? What's wrong with me?
There's nothing wrong with you, my dear. You have a highly developed sixth sense, I believe. A most unusual gift. Intriguing.
Oh, one I can rather do without, I can assure you. One I can't understand.
The human mind has powers of understanding that are shrouded in... I'll call it mystery, for lack of a better word. In your case, you are sensing, or beginning to sense, something which has happened previously, sometime previously, that had a tragic conclusion. You've heard of the term ESP?
Yes.
Yes, well...
But what am I to do? I've already lost so much weight. Each time the dream becomes stronger.
Place your hands palm down on the table, so... Are you ready?
Yes.
Remember it all.
Dance, Rosamunda. Come and dance. Soon, my love.
What happened?
It's all right, Madame Cardini.
What happened? Did you hear anything?
I think it was the man in my dream. The voice seemed the same.
Did you see anything?
Just his voice. And the music. The waltz.
You'll have to just excuse me a moment, my dear. It's quite an exhausting business, you know.
I noticed the voice seemed to come from you, and yet it was a man's voice.
I'm the medium through which the spirit from the other plane speaks. One feels utterly drained after a really good experience.
Now what happens?
It's possible you may now be left alone, having made contact. This poor man will rest.
I want to ask you a favor, Madame Cardini. Will you come with me one day? If you were there, you might be able to get rid of this thing at Bude Park.
Oh, what of the owner of Bude Park? Does the family mind this presence of some past personality manifesting from time to time?
I've no idea. I've never met any of the family.
They're most probably unaware of it. It's you, my dear, with your gift. Unconsciously, you are attracting your calling.
I most certainly am not. It's becoming a nightmare to me to have to go there. Please, Madame Cardini, tell me what can be done to stop this dream.
Oh, I don't rightly know. I can only suggest you stop going to this place. Obviously, the phenomena, the whole episode of some past event is triggered off by your presence. I tell you what. When are you next going to Bude Park?
The day after tomorrow.
Then I will come with you.
Oh.
A little psychical research will no doubt prove interesting.
Roasted by the world's most advanced coffee roaster. Rich, strong, and satisfying.
Frisco!
Dag op, Sid.
Uiteindelijk. Een plaat om een jelle gezin fiets te houden. Die gezinsvaksheidalbum met Springbok cricketspeler Jimmy Cook en TV-persoonlijkheid Rita van den Hever wordt hier Dr. Danny Kruiven aanbeveeld. Dus of je nou jong of oud, gevorderd of een beginner is, raak fiets op je prik manier met gezinsvaccin. Nou beschikbaar op plaat of cassette.
Ontdek die beste smaak onder die zon, een hele natuurlijke vruchtenbron. Ontdek een verloren wereld van geur in Capri Sun. Capri Sun, Capri Sun in die cool blij pak. Capri Sun, vier vruchten smaak. Hier is die rechte naam, Capri Sun. Ontdek een verloren wereld van hier in Capri Sun.
What do you think I've done, Roz?
No idea. Shall I make a cup of coffee?
Yes, yes. Blast! How could I have done a stupid thing like that?
What?
When we were at Bude Park on Monday, the damask for the couches, the samples, I've gone and left them there.
Still having no sugar?
No sugar. Oh, I could kick myself. What on earth am I going to do tomorrow? I need them for the Matheson's lounge.
Well, we're going out to Bude Park the day after tomorrow.
That's no good. I need them tomorrow.
Kate, there's something I want to ask you. I went to see a person about these dreams I'm having. A Madame Cardini. She wants to come
There's
with us.
There's nothing for it, Rosamond. You'll just have to go for me tonight.
Me?
Yes, you. I'm sorry. There's no other way. I'll never get through all the work I've got to do tonight.
But it's my day off today.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry, Ros, old thing, but business is business.
Kate, I can't go. There's something about the place, even in daylight, but at night in the dark.
Ros, while you're working as my apprentice, you will do as I say. Here's my car keys.
Kate, please. I'll do anything but this, but not at night on my own.
Look, I'm beginning to get a little tired of this obsession of yours. I've done my best. I've taken you into my flat. I've been very patient. I've listened to your story. I've tried to be sympathetic, but my patience is running out.
Sorry, Kate.
I don't want to lose you, Roz. I like you very much, and you have great talent. But if you don't snap out of this imaginary mess you've got yourself into,
I was trying to tell you, Kate, I've been to a medium for help. She wants to come with us to Bude Park the day after tomorrow. You won't mind, will you?
Well, that's up to Lord Cornish, isn't it? And anyway, I think it's all ridiculous. Here, take the car keys, and if you hurry, you'll be back before 10.
Kate!
You heard me.
No, not now, miles out of town. The petrol's all right. I wonder if it's the fan belt. It's about a mile to Bude Park. I'll have to walk the rest of the way, I suppose. Oh, it's such a lonely road. Well... Here I am. Oh, come on. Oh.
Yes, who is it?
It's Miss Waddington's assistant.
Well?
She left some material samples in the solarium. I've come to collect them, and please, may I use your phone? My car's broken down.
Hmm? What was that you said?
My car's broken down about a mile back down the road. I'll have to phone Miss Waddington and a breakdown service.
The only instrument is in the master's study. I'm afraid the staff haven't been accorded that facility, miss.
Oh, please, Dodds, I've got to let Miss Waddington know what's happened. She'll be worried stiff when I don't return.
His lordship doesn't allow anyone on the first floor.
But he can't refuse an emergency call, surely. I'm stranded, Dodds.
His lordship has retired for the night and under no circumstances...
I need a taxi to get me home, a garage to tow the car in, and to phone Miss Waddington. She'll be worrying and waiting. It's her car.
Well, you'd better step inside then and I'll see if his lordship is still available, but I doubt if he'd allow a stranger into the study.
What dark it is in here. Why aren't there any lights?
I'll leave you the candle, miss. If you'll wait here and... Take a seat. I'll make inquiries.
Rosamunda! Rosamunda! Come up here! Rosamunda! So you've come.
I heard you calling me.
You're late.
It was difficult to get here.
The ballroom, my dearest.
Oh.
This waltz is mine. Shall we dance?
Oh, yes.
Waddington Interiors.
Kate Waddington.
Speaking.
Oh, good evening. My name is Ruth Cardini. I'm a friend of your apprentice, Rosamund Fayle.
Oh, yes.
You have perhaps heard of me?
Yes, that's right. Madame Cardini, the clairvoyant... Oh, yes, Roz has spoken of you.
Miss Waddington, is Rosamund all right?
Yes. Why?
Is she with you?
Well, no, she's out. Give me your number.
Out where?
She's out on business for me.
Not Bute Park.
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is.
How long has she been gone?
Well, quite some time. Actually, I'm beginning to get a little worried.
So it's right. He's reached her.
What's right? Who?
I told her not to go there. I warned her. She's laying herself wide open.
Look, Madame Cardini, I'm a busy person, and you're wasting my time.
How do I get to this place?
I'm sorry. I said I'm busy. Now, if you'll kindly ring off...
I've got to get to her. She may be in trouble.
Trouble? What sort of trouble?
Call it...
How do you know?
Call it thought transference. But some incident, some tragedy, it's attempting to manage...
Madame Cardini, I'm going to be quite frank with you. I'm sure you're sincere in your beliefs, but personally, I don't give a hoot for all this seance rubbish. Go to Bude Park if you must. And when you see Rosamond, break it to her that I've had just about enough of this. Good night.
A light anywhere. Try the door. Hello? Hello?
You called, madam. For whom are you inquiring?
Creeping up on me like that. Why isn't there a light in this place? Who are you?
I was about to ask you the same question, madam.
Oh. Well, I'm looking for Rosamond Fale. I know she's here.
Ah, yes. A most unfortunate accident. Most unfortunate.
So it happened. I'm too late. It was the balcony, wasn't it?
A fall.
I know. Where is she?
If you'll kindly give me your name.
Ruth Cardini. I'm a friend of Rosamond's. Where is she?
The ambulance will be here any minute. If you'd care to have a word with his lordship...
Give me that damned candle.
Madam.
And stand aside.
Madam, control yourself.
Why does she need an ambulance? What's wrong? Is she...
Unconscious, madam. As is to be expected after the stone balustrade surrounding the balcony gave way.
I know it, did you, old fool? It was him who tempted her out there. Oh, if only the message had come through clearer and sooner.
Who told you, madam?
She was a perfect subject.
I'm afraid I don't quite follow you. Ah, the ambulance. If you'll excuse me, I'll alert his lordship and the doctor.
Have a cup of tea, Madame Cardini?
If I may. A little less milk this time, please.
So, he's got a broken collarbone and a couple of broken ribs.
Oh, it could have been much worse. I walked around to the spot where she fell. 16 feet at least. Hard to assess accurately in the dark, but a miracle that she has nothing worse. The other one was killed instantly.
The other one?
The other Rosamond.
Oh.
Rosamunda was her name. Fell from the very same balcony over 300 years ago. And the poor restless spirit of her husband-to-be has grieved and roamed restlessly ever since. Your Rosamond was the perfect foil. The name, and possibly the appearance, who knows... and her extreme sensitivity to the vibrations pervading Bude Park.
Well, I'm sorry, I can't possibly accept such an explanation. I want to know what she was doing out on that balcony, leading off from a closed-off area of the house. Nowhere near the room she was supposed to be in.
Ah, that used to be the ballroom many years ago, of course. And that was where the tragedy took place. She was lured there by the call, Rosamunda. The contact was made through her dreams... and this last time, the spirit of this poor soul was able to manifest itself as Rosamond was in a semi-sleep stage. An excellent condition for communicating with the other world. And, unless I'm very much mistaken, Rosamond experienced a complete manifestation. Ectoplasm, you know. She'd follow the vision in her semi-conscious state.
I'm not going to argue with you, Madame Cardini. Maybe you do have something, some second sight. But what of Rosamond? Is she to go on having these wretched dreams for the rest of her life?
I'm sure this was the climax. And the poor fellow will rest in peace from now on.
Yes, but how do you know? What proof have you?
Rosamond told me. She's perfectly clear on this point. That the fellow fell with her as the balcony rail gave way. He was holding her hand, you see. Yes. I'm sure he'll be at peace from now on. Of course, Lord Cornish is somewhat upset. It all added attraction to the ancestral home, you know. People love hauntings. And he had such plans. He was going to turn it into a supernatural hotel. Already had numerous bookings. people from all over the place. Mediums, clairvoyants, and professors with an interest in the paranormal and supernatural. But now...
Lord Cornish has asked for Rosamond to visit him. I wonder why.
Ah, yes. They've never met, have they? Rosamond has seen Lord Cornish's ancestor, but never Rosamunda. While Lord Cornish had seen a very clear manifestation of Bude Park's Rosamunda. I wonder if they'll see any resemblance each in the other.
I can see you don't know the whole story, Madame Cardini. Ros has met Lord Cornish, but she doesn't know it.
Oh?
I thought it best not to mention it to her. She's such an imaginative young girl. I was uncertain as to her reaction. You see, Lord Cornish is somewhat eccentric. His family accepts him as families do, their old folk. Remember Dodds?
You mean Lord Cornish... Dodds?
Yes. So it makes a very strange story indeed, doesn't it? If I were Ros, I don't think I'd accept the invitation. After all, she can't be very popular with Lord Cornish, since he's probably laid the Bude Park ghost forever.
Oostland has got the grey, uit Portal uit de dorst, daar is niet een druppel benissen. Kom laat zo dan ons zak, dat stank is rarig bak, boeja, je moet maar pas op boer. Wij vreemd van de smaak, zoals geen ander smaak, roelen moet je wat je daar prettig maakt.
Probeer nieuwe Fanta Beske voor pure smaakplezier.
Sealy Posturepedic, designed in cooperation with leading American orthopedic surgeons.
It's a Sealy Posturepedic feeling. It's the feeling that makes your day. Sealy Posturepedic.
Mom, please may I have some more?
Me too, Mom.
Waring's puddings have really become our family favorite.
Waring's delicious, wholesome after-dinner puddings, full of goodness and so easy to prepare. Just heat and serve. And for your next tea party, try Waring's rich new fruitcake, available in sealed tins or handy glass containers.
Waring's puddings, they're good.
The unusual, the unexpected, life, death, and sometimes something in between. Suspense.